Development. Another case for television. Admissible? Admissible. Inadmissible? Inadmissible. A Tao is formed by walking it. Things are made so by calling them so. Why so? By being so. Why not so? By being not so. Things inherently have what is so. Things inherently have what is admissible. No thing is not so. No thing is not inadmissible. Zhengzi, Equalizing Things. Is this the best part? Or now? Judges enter the chamber, sit. On video, the girl is brought forward.
She was saved on Thanksgiving Day.
Someone asks what happened, presses play. She doesn't have grammar. On video, she has barely isolated words. Guide, heal, tell her the ending. On video, the girl catching the ball. On video, the girl drinking some milk. Now you hear, the girl was our heart's joy. The girl never had grammar. She said, log, log. Tell the girl hopping on video, this is the best part of the story? Such a promising moment. So Los Angeles, ancient Arcadia. Such isolation. Such elderly parents. Locked in a potty chair, 13-year-old in diapers. On video, welcome to Thanksgiving. Welcome to the right time and place. She's winning the hearts of doctors and scientists. Is this the best part? You have no idea. Or what to expect? The forbidden experiment. Test the power of a nurturing environment, minus a human childhood. On video, a blank mental state? On video, so many opportunities and directions. You think, a blank tape, noise and silence, curtains blow open, potty chair. Video, curtains, a room like any room, walls bare. Hop, bunny walks, sniffs and claws. Crouched, black sweater, big white ball. Sit and watch the video. Beaten for even the smallest noise, she harshes out a few sounds. But now you can ask, is this the finest part? Her grunts thrown off. Swing a long string of pearls, bunny walks. Cowering from the fist of the ceiling. We put her breasts in a training bra. Her long curled nose, thin face, an impish smile captured so naturally. On video, he found her one afternoon with an old man, a butcher. She smells his fingers. He slides open the window and hands her something unwrapped, raw meat to explore up to her lips, around her lips like a blind child. On video, the researcher extends his hand and incessant questions. The expert in social isolation. Which moments are tolerable for her? He knew from his early study of prisoners that symptoms develop in as few as 15 minutes. She lived for 13 years tied to a plastic potty. Plain as day. Saw a lot of sleep spindles. So many are abnormal, and in his studies indicate brain damage. On video, he stares at her dark head. How was she born from such elderly parents, well into their 60s? Small details, her body hoarding the secrets, the shape of a crouch, the tightly wrapped spindles of sleep. On video, Welcome to Christmas. The judges sip ice water while the tape is changed. Play. Once to the head. The elderly man did it without help. The house made no noise despite the shot. Curtains blow open in the video taken later. A brain blows open. He was never so kind as he was to himself. The elderly woman's practically blind. On video, her celebrity status, and how should she be moved? He attaches a camera to his hand in case of breakthrough, stick legs pulling up her skirt. On video, forming relationships, the pull of her hand on his, she reaches out. On video, he leaves her alone to be tested. On video, capture her sadness, screams. On hidden video, as long as she could form attachments, she could learn and improve. She reached out and grabbed the whole country. Breakthrough after breakthrough. Her concentrating to tie her own shoe.
You do it.
Listen, it's difficult to understand, but she's repeating words. Bach, Bach. Play again, 100 times by spring. On video, chasing another ball. For the first time, thriving. Bach, Bach. And bouncing two balloons together. She might fully recover. Tell the girl bouncing the ball the ending. Or, if this is the best part of the story, any ending. On video, the premiere of the movie was a week after she was discovered. A private screening, paraded to the theater from the hospital. Here was the first wild boy's story, and in the audience, the first girl. Who was so lucky? In his bedroom, François Truffaut in black and white, running up and down the staircase. He became head of the team, running in 10 directions. On video, bouncing her white ball. Present tense, smiling, present tense. Hopping, cringing, hopping. Reaching out and grabbing us, hooked. On video, attracted to her ability to connect with people. Reaching out without a word. On video, welcome to your first birthday. She is 14. Ask yourself, can a teenager learn to talk? Skip ahead. Or is this the best part? Rumors had been spreading. It's too late. On video, he says, the window of opportunity can slam shut. On video, the bare room continues, debunking the critical period hypothesis. The judges hear,
she was an experimental ready-made.
On video, smiling, cringing, ball bouncing. She reaches out and touches. Bach, Bach, those stone black eyes. To recode her world with verbal symbols. On video, she would take his hand and point everywhere. He says what he sees. She can't hold it. On video, he says he worries. With the growing number of people testing her, she won't form single attachments. So he starts to be there when she has breakfast, naps, when she has dinner, to kiss her goodnight. Is this the part that feels nice, the best part? When she had important things like physical exams, he would go along with her. On video, the first helium balloon. She's laughing full out. At Woolworth's, she spends hours with spools of thread, color words. Of course, he didn't know them. He had a box of Crayolas when he was a kid, and he knew burnt sienna. On video, he says dark blue. Very dark blue. Very, very dark blue. On video, a beach. She wears a windbreaker, almost looks her age, cringes uncontrollably as she walks. The video, silent. She speaks with him, crouched, avoiding the swooping fist from above. Her her hands hanging over at the wrists, her bunny walk, cringing, running, present tense, kite in the air. A boy on the street lurches into the frame, hands her a fire truck out of the blue. She had this kind of effect on people. Doctors aren't supposed to love their patients, but if you find a word that means the same thing, yes, he was very attached to her. On video, the 4th of July, she turns her head sideways, looks back at the camera. The judges push pause. Is this the best part? They confer. Play. On video, he takes her home from the hospital. Videoing, things only hinted between them emerge. Her passion for hoarding things in her room, especially containers of liquid. On video, carrying one glass of water and a glass of chocolate milk to her room. Smiling, crouching. On video, every surface in her room covered with containers of liquid. Her room is an ocean of puddles. There is no chair. The man asks, what does she think when she is alone? What does her water mean? On video, containers of liquid soothe the mind. This has been true in other cases. On video, he speaks. He remembers. He never thought, this girl is going to make me famous. He kept her in for the summer, away from the others, said she has been exposed to German measles. She needs quarantine. On video, she has a rash. He's videoing all the time. On video, she's in the kitchen. She smiles. She's busy, happy, examining her doll on the counter. On video, she points a flashlight at her doll, examining it intensely, very closely. He wanted her to form attachment only to him. He knew it would be better. She was being overtested. He was her therapist, parent, and principal investigator. On video, she runs a bath icy cold and gets in without cringing. He explains, on video, he needs to reconnect her to a physical world. Rage overtakes her at his house, and she throws herself at walls. On video, telling her, stamp the ground, hit with pillows, and slam doors. And eventually, to turn her anger into words. Parent and therapist, she captivated him. He played her mother, her father. On video,
I wonder what you're thinking, he said. What are you thinking?
Holding that white bowl full of liquid. Where are you taking that? He's going to yell and scream and beat your head like your father did. On video, you want to see your father? Your father is not living. On video, na lif.
Yes,
he says. Your father is na lif. Where were you sitting when they gave you the cereal? Where did you sleep, Jeannie? Where did you sleep? On video. On potty chair. The judges asked to see that part again. Is this a breakthrough? Language to describe things that happened before words were part of her world? Words finally bringing back events? On video, vocabulary lessons. On video, she reads simple words, milk in French. On video, a linguistics coup, past the age of puberty and learning her first language. The blue, blue sky is the ceiling. On video, welcome to another Thanksgiving. Tell the girl with the growing vocabulary the best part. Between her eyes, on video, adolescence is such trouble. Progress slows. Weeks turn to months. He explains, this research is irresolvable. On video, he says, he's forgetting the questions. All he did, hours, unlabeled, hooked up to the instruments, her sleep spindles. He argues with the government. She makes a word. Bunny hops. On video, the government says he's failing to collect data meaningfully. He remembers. You do the best you can. He wasn't sure. Why wasn't she using sentences? Why could she only say blue, out, in? Words in isolation. Crouching. What's going to happen when the hospital goes away? When the research grant goes away? The underlying structure was emerging. On video, she can't make a question. What, blue, red, she says. He begged her, is that a question? She smiles. She reaches out and grabs him. On video, conveying messages. Potty chair. Balloon. Where's the language? Spot. Chew. On video, he swears he knows what she means. He's familiar with her. Is this the best part? On video, welcome home. On video, driving her to live with her mother. The lawsuit charged excessive and outrageous testing. On video, he testifies. If he hadn't tested her, how would he have fulfilled the grant? He says, more than that, he knew the testing was fun. Forward, at play, he knew her. He treated her and he tested her well. On video, there are no control groups. He says, there was only Victor. On video, they say, sentences settle out of court. Apes learn isolated words. Victor made history. Truffaut made the movie. Her own mother couldn't keep up. On video, driving back to the hospital. After a break, the judges return. On video, welcome back. They don't have her hospital room ready. Walls bare. On video, he explains her mother punished her for puking. The childhood home must have made her sick. She had been beaten on the head again. On video, bandages. Not a sound. Blank. Not a word. The right tape? 20-year-old baby. Returned to the hospital. On video, she's ripping her hands at him without looking. On video, no image. Her mouth, a tight spool. On video, he tries handing her a cup of water. On video, a curtainless window. He says, remember Victor. Finally sent home with a housekeeper. Isolated words. Now a statue. Crept out of a nearby forest. On video, her lips press back and forth, ceiling shut, eyes rolling, her lips dry, peel, bleed. On video, she walks as if crawling through a tunnel, as if afraid of the sky. Is this the best part? Blue, the ending, runs out. Video, a very light blue. On video, he repeats the ending. The court ordered her to an adult group home. She's still there. Judges stand. The room continues. On video, the screen very blue. On video, a man's voice. We're confident she's happy in her living situation. Isolated, in a word, from history.
This episode of Bird Lover's Backyard was performed by Maggie Hoffman, written by Talia Field. Original music by Catherine McRae, designed and produced by Ben Williams for Category Other. Recorded at the Collapsible Hole in New York City.